CO1, the Hershey West End Master Plan. Again, we'll open up the hearing at this time, and I'll direct Mr. Emmerich, did you want to provide any background?
If I could just give an overview of where we've been and where we are tonight, that would be fabulous.
Very good.
Thank you. So, generally, this plan that was presented at the last hearing was amended to revert the housing mix back to the proposed, back to the mix that was proposed under the prior conditional use application 2018-01. The plan now shows 84 proposed townhomes and 524 apartments consistent with the prior approval. A portion of Street D is still being removed, and the access to the parking areas have been modified. A sheet was added to the set landscape. I've specifically listed within my staff comments the changes that are on sheets 1 through 6. The one that I'd point out is that there was a note added to sheet 1 noting that the conditional use approval was granted subject to either that a traffic impact study is reviewed and approved by the township and PennDOT prior to the approval development of phases that exceed the number of peak hour trips indicated in the phase 1 as identified in the approved January 28, 2019 transportation impact study, or 2, that the recommended improvements noted in the approved January 28, 2019 traffic impact study for traffic phase 2 are implemented. That note was put on the plan to replace a note that was on the prior plan that set the point where an additional traffic study may be done or improvements put in. Previously, it was tied to the phasing, and since the phasing has changed, really the important number is the amount of traffic that's being generated. So that's been documented on the plan. I also received a tabulation as the changes made in the areas of Unit J and K as they relate to the following items. The impervious cover from the previously approved plan to the presently submitted plan has a reduction of 72,533 square feet. There is an increase of 25 parking spaces, a decrease of 1 shade tree, and that's relative to the street that was removed, so that obligation was also removed. And the dwelling units now conform to the original approval. My only technical comments on the plan that was presented at the April 7th hearing were that the applicant, when they were reorganizing the townhouses and apartments, they ended up with the duplex that I'm circling on the plan here. Within the master plan approval, you can have different housing types, but you have to have 10% of any one housing type. And this was the only duplex in the entire development. So I made the applicant aware of that. They modified the plan to make it a true townhouse, having 3 units. The other change is that we require our driveways to intersect 90 degrees to the street. I made him aware of that, and that change was made. And David is standing there getting ready to introduce this revised plan that I have looked at to present it tonight at the public hearing as an applicant's exhibit. So as a result of the changes that they've made, I have no technical comments on the plans bearing the revised date of April 19th, 2022. HRG reviewed the proposal and the April 19th plan, and they have no technical comments. Dauphin County, of course, reviewed the original plan. DTMA reviewed the original plan, and they had no technical comments. Police Department, Traffic Safety Division reviewed the original plan, and they had no comments. Just as a reminder, the board is required to render a written decision within 45 days of the last hearing before the board is concluded, unless an extension of time is granted by the applicant. If the hearing is closed this evening, a decision will need to be rendered no later than June 10th, 2022, keeping in mind that your closest regular meeting to that date is May 24th. And that concludes my summary report. Thank you.
Mr. Schutte?
Good evening. I'm David Schutte, Travel with Pepper Hamilton Sanders, LLP. We represent Hershey Trust Company as trustee under the Milton Hershey School Trust. Everything that Mr. Emmerich said is true and correct, and presenting into evidence this evening will mark as applicant's exhibit 24. And this is a, Mr. Emmerich indicated a revision to the amendment to the master plan to address the concerns that were raised in Mr. Emmerich's comments to our engineer. And I'll direct you to exactly where they are on this sheet as well. As to the condition with respect to the traffic impact study, that is under the conditions for approval in the first sheet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth paragraph, begin the conditions approval grant is subject to either. And that has the precise language that Mr. Emmerich stated earlier this evening. And then for the details of the other two or three items, let's flip to page or sheet 5 of the six sheet package, which is exhibit 24. And if you look at block 4D in the upper right hand corner, the northeast corner, what was two townhouses, now three townhouses, numbered 39, 40, and 41. And to keep the consistency, the townhouse building in the southwestern corner of also that lot, or that block D, or block 4D, now has five units numbered 23 through 27 on the plan that was applicant's exhibit, applicant's exhibit 21 that was presented at our last hearing. That had six units, now has five. And then due to that, the units were then renumbered within block 4D. And then the other item, you'll notice that the there's now a 90 degree entry into the street E from the access drives from both block 4D and 3B, as was shown on the plan that Mr. Emmerich had. I asked for the admission of applicant's exhibit 24 to supplement the record, and I believe we had closed our presentation at the last hearing on April 7th, and at the request of the board, we gave an opportunity for the staff to review the plans that were submitted at that time. I believe we now have that review completed. And we did come back with all of our consultants as well, again, at the request of the board. But we have nothing further to add to the record, except for answering any questions that the board may have. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schutte. And so let me open it up to the board members. Are there any questions for Mr. Schutte or any of the witnesses to answer it, but questions?
I've got two questions.
Sure.
With the next traffic study, is there a kind of a guess of when that might happen? I mean, with the conditions, is that like 5 years from now? Is there even a way to guess when the next traffic study would happen?
I would turn to Mr. Malak and ask him to take that guess.
So, Mr. Malad, I remind you that you're still under oath.
Yes.
You testified, I believe, for last year.
Good evening. It's driven by market demand, so it's ultimately a certain level of trips that have to be triggered as each phase comes in. So every plan that comes in, the land development will check if that phase matches up to the previous thresholds. And it really just depends on how quickly those phases come in. So I don't know in terms of the actual time frame, it'll be market driven.
So will it be after J and K are done at a minimum? So once those two phases are completed, then potentially there would be another one?
Right, B, F, J, and K. Actually, hold on one second. I have some of the papers here that I'm going to misrepresent.
Can you turn the mic on? That big button there. Thank you.
So based on the phasing sequences on the current plan, phases A, and some of these are already built, A, C, D, E, B, F, J, and K can be built while staying under those thresholds.
Okay.
Those answer your question.
Okay.
Right, so after J.
Okay.
And that's contained in our February 7th, 2022.
Can you go through this again one more time?
Sure. And some of these are existing, already built. Bear that in mind. Phases A, C, D, E, B, F, J, and K.
And it's my understanding you're saying after those have been, or after those phases, it's anticipated that a new traffic study is necessary.
That
or if the trips are met before that.
Right, or if our study actually contemplates phases beyond that, and there's a certain set of improvements. So the other option is do those improvements in conjunction with those later phases. Yeah. Either or.
So, yeah, once we get to that threshold number, the way the condition works, once we get to the threshold number of trips, and anticipate we'll get there after the phases that Mr. Malott just stated, then one of two things needs to happen. Either the phase two improvements need to be made, which are additional traffic improvements, or another traffic study can be done to determine whether those phase two improvements need to be made, or to the extent that those phase two improvements need to be made. So it's really it's an option of the developer at that point to either build the improvements or do a study to see if the improvements are even necessary.
Okay. Thank you. I have one more question. I'm not sure who would be able to answer this one. It's on the required parking spaces. It's a question of curiosity,
right.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Under the restaurants, I noticed one of the 2A has 940 indoor seats and 400 outdoor seats. I was just curious because that is a lot bigger than what the Englewood is, so I was just curious what that is.
2A?
It's on page 12. It's the West End Amendment to the Master Plan Shared Parking Analysis. It's on page number 12. It's exhibit 12. I was just looking through it, and I just noticed it looks like a really big restaurant. I was just curious what it was.
We have no idea how any of the tenants are going to be in this.
Go.
Yeah, it just looks really interesting.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, it seems a lot bigger than the Englewood.
We're dealing with approximations right now, so we don't have actual tenants.
Can you just state your name?
Sure. William Fredericks.
And Mr. Fredericks, I'm going to do that during the road from the prior year.
Yes. It's an approximation based on building square footage. So
okay.
There's no actual tenant, so there's not a specific user. So it estimates high, so we don't underestimate the parking. But yes, it's a percentage based on the square footage of the footprint of the building.
Okay, but no ideas what that's going to be. I was like, is it a Dave & Buster's? That's pretty big.
No, my understanding is no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't.
So that could end up being a number of smaller restaurants, too.
That's actually what's anticipated. It would be a number of smaller restaurants.
Sorry. We'll let the record reflect that was Ken Gall.
And he just acknowledged he's still here.
Okay, so these are just guesstimates. These aren't things that are in the works. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Any other questions for Mr. Schuette or any of his witnesses? All right.
Go ahead. So applicant 24 is now the current plan.
Yes, we.
And it's this. It sounds like it's the same as applicant 21, with the two exceptions that came through.
Two or three. Yeah.
And those two exceptions being the access to the one parking lot were rearranged to address the township's comments or concerns, as well as the shuffling around of the townhouse versus borough home in scenario,
right,
the lot for the
right. And the condition for approval related to the trim generation on page one.
But now applicant 24.
Applicant 24. Applicant, if all things go correctly, applicants 24 will be the plan that will be signed and recorded as the amendment to the master plan with the decision approving the amendment together with the conditions attached to that decision.
And there's been no other revisions made in applicant 24. It's still the requested modifications to the master plan are still specific to units J and K.
Correct. Yeah.
With the
yeah.
also the adjustment of the phasing that we've been through our prior.
That is correct.
Okay. No other requested modifications of the master plan.
Nope.
And the applicant is agreeable to the conditions from the 2019 approval.
To the extent they have not already been satisfied.
Correct.
If there are other questions, thank you, Mr. Schutte. You can be seated, and then we'll move to public comment. Is there anyone from the public that would like to place comment into the record on this particular West End conditional use application? This is now essentially the fourth hearing on this matter we've had in the last 2 months. So anyone wishing to place comment into the record may do so at this time. And we just ask that you state your name for the record and address.
Dave Weaver, 1177 Wicklow Court. Just an observation, I've been here for the last three of these. The last time, the terms of the applicant's submission were totally changed. Nobody, including you guys, had any idea or any real advance notice. And I kind of think, and I don't know the rules how it's supposed to look, but I kind of think that it's a public hearing. Nobody knows anything about the change, including you, for the biggest project that's going on in this community in who knows how long. And it's nobody knows about it. Nobody knows the details until less than 24 hours beforehand. And I just think that's kind of ludicrous that something can happen that way. Just an observation.
And just so the record's clear, at the last hearing there was a revised plan submitted to applicant 21, which did make some changes from the original application for modification of the master plan. And in response to that, this board did continue the hearing to allow township engineer and township staff to review that amended applicant 21 after asking the applicant and the consultants multiple questions with respect to the differences between the two. And then what I believe is applicant 24, which was submitted this evening, I believe it was submitted to the township consultants to review prior to this evening. My understanding is there were two comments that have been addressed in this latest version of applicant 24. It is still my understanding that applicant 24 is the same as applicant 21, except for those three revisions that we went through just previously. Correct, Mr. Schutte?
But yeah, I think that just said that out loud. I'll say it again. Yes.
I'm just making it clear after the statement, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. With respect to the comment that was just made, we're trying to keep all of the exhibits presented in the hearing rather than having submissions mid-hearing. And we certainly respected the board's request that we have this continuance for 3 weeks in order to have the township staff review the application prior to having an opportunity to ask further questions on it.
Right. And to Mr. Weaver's point, at the last hearing, it was, we wouldn't have been able to make to conclude at that point for the reason he stated. We were seeing the plan, but this hearing was scheduled, was set up primarily so that you could then put those changes into the plan, we could see it, we could review it. And so we have had the benefit now of a number of weeks to review it. So he makes a good point, but that was why we scheduled this
one. I don't disagree one little bit. Also, to the extent that there were changes between the March meeting and the April, or the March hearing, the April hearing, those changes were made to make the plan more consistent with the originally approved plan, rather less consistent.
Thank you. Okay. Was there any other public comment? Okay. Well, seeing as there's no more public comment on this topic, we will conclude public comment. And
before we close the hearing, there is one more to the township meeting. It's the proof of publication for this evening's hearing. Any objection?
Never seen it, but no.
Publication for this evening's hearing. So the township meeting will be in.
That will conclude the public hearing on the conditional use application number 2022-01. Filed by the Hershey Trust Company, trustee for the Hershey School, which amends the previously approved conditional use application number 2014-01 for the Hershey West End Master Plan. So we thank everybody for appearing again, and I think we got to the right. I think we're all satisfied. We've got enough testimony. We've got all the exhibits in the record, and as Mr. Emmerich had pointed out, we have a certain period of time in which we have to render our decision, and you'll make sure, as you always do, Chuck, that we render the decision in a timely manner. So, thank you.
And we'd like to thank the board. It's been longer than anticipated. The questions were well received. You know, we like that process of incorporating and really going back to the original intent of the master plan and that was communicated through your questions. And so, thank you very much for that.
Thank you all very much. And we'll now give you a moment, unless you'd like to stay for the next public hearing.
Is this hearing closed? Hearing's closed?
This hearing is closed.